Hey, what's up, Jeff Zimfer? Welcome to this unique episode of the Mortgage Marketing Radio podcast. So coming at you today, it's just me. So hold on to your hats. I'm going to recap some of the key takeaways that I recently learned attending an event that had some of the most successful, highly productive, high income earning mortgage professionals in the country attending that. Shout out to Shayla Gifford for allowing me to attend. And really got a lot of value out of that. If you don't know Shayla, make sure you follow her on social media. Shayla Gifford, you can find her anywhere because she's doing big things in the industry. Okay, so before I get into that, you know, one of the things that has been consistently standing out for me as we are in this market that's more challenging, right, is that I always am trying to be observant of what our top producers doing. Like you've heard it said multiple times that success leaves clues. So if success leaves clues, are you picking them up? Like it's one thing to like see what people are doing, hear what people are doing, and it's a completely other thing to actually apply what people are doing. So that's my first question for you is, of the ideas you've heard on this podcast, you've heard other places, how many of them have you actually applied? And you can't apply every single idea, right? You've got to start with what can move the needle the most. So let me start by opening up with this question first and foremost for you. And by the way, hopefully you're not driving. If you have a chance to listen to this when you're not, great, go back to it. But my question for you is, what are the top three things that move your business, move the needle forward? You may have heard of the book, right? 10x is easier than 2x. Part of the process of identifying or, you know, getting started with going 10x is really getting clear on which activities actually move the needle. So I want you to either think about this or write it down for the moment, but what are the three things you could do today, this week, tomorrow that would impact your business the most, that would move the needle the most? And I don't want you to be vague. Like I've asked this question in our private Facebook group, of the podcast, Mortgage Marketing Radio. If you haven't joined that, go check it out. But I've asked this question in that Facebook group, and a lot of people say, like, you know, make more calls, right? As a matter of fact, let me go to the group right here, and I'm going to take a look and see what people said. I just actually posted that the other day. Some people who actually I work with and are my members are very specific about that, but others are like, process. Hire lead conversion and listing agent conversion, reels, phone calls. Okay, well, great. That's kind of wide net thinking. Now let's bring this back down to earth. What specifically, which specific three activities for you would move the needle most in your business? What are they? Are they phone calls? To whom? Are they conversations? With whom? Is it posting content on social media? Is it hosting events and classes? What is it? You know what the activities that you should be doing are. You already know what they are. The next question to ask yourself is, we just wrote down three, right? Which one of the three would move you forward the fastest? And let's just face it, that like this business comes down to conversations. Conversations lead to contracts. So whatever that activity is that gets you the conversations, phone calls, right, events, posting to social media. You know, I mean, you're going to know what it is for you, but which one of those activities would move you forward the fastest? Here's the next question. What have you done about that in the last 7 days? How often do you execute on the one thing that would move your business forward the fastest? If you're not asking yourself that question every day, you're probably off track. You're probably not doing the one thing consistently. You may be doing it occasionally, haphazardly, when you, quote, make time. And that is one of my biggest takeaways from being in this room of highly successful originators. And it's not the first time that I've heard people have this type of conversation around getting very clear on the top three things that would move your business forward, right? And then you really get clear on the one thing and you do that one thing. And this, it's a challenge. I know you've got distractions, I know you've got interruptions, but it really comes back to how strongly you control your calendar. Do you control the day or does the day control you? And so building in those bumpers around your calendar that allows time for you to execute consistently on the one thing. And most of us get off track with that. So if there's one takeaway you can get from today's podcast, it's identifying the top three activities that can actually move your business forward and then getting very clear on the one thing, right? Just like the book, the one thing that if you did it, everything else would become easier or irrelevant. That would be my one exercise for you to do listening to today's show. The other takeaway. Once again, I've now entered my 8th year of doing this podcast, approaching 350 episodes. I've had a few conversations with highly productive mortgage originators. You've heard me say this before. I look for clues. I look for what do the most successful originators do consistently? Well, they do events and classes in some form or fashion, whether that's they do a monthly class and a workshop, whether they do a quarterly larger event, first-time homebuyer events and classes. But bottom line is what they are doing is they're using leverage. Now, I was listening to somebody talk earlier today. And when you look at, like, I know a lot of you like to look up your loan officer friends and colleagues and competitors' production. You like to geek out on MMI or Redder and look at, oh, let's see what him or her are doing for production, right? Have you noticed that in most cases, when you're looking at a large unit quantity, right, what you're finding is that most originators that are doing large unit volume have that spread across many real estate agents. And why is that? Well, because that's just how it shakes out in the real world. Because not every agent's going to give you 80% of their business. Because agents go through their own cycles, right? Because agents come and go. And yes, it does make sense for you to get in with, right, teams and quote unquote more successful agents. But by and large, the transaction quantity is going to come from a larger pool of real estate agents. As a matter of fact, from this conference that I went to, this person shared that she had 94 different realtors that she closed deals with. 2023, 94. So let's just say that was one deal each. And if it wasn't, because she's getting more than one deal, but let's just say you average one deal, 94 different deals. By the way, would you like to close 94 deals? Maybe you're more than that. Maybe you can get, right, two or three deals, which is a whole nother exercise we'll get into in a future episode. But my point is this, is she went on to make this point that is the nature of the business to a large degree. And it's difficult to serve, to stay top of mind, to be in front of 94 agents if you're only getting, right, a couple, three deals from them per year. And they don't want to go to coffee. They have busy lives. They have children. They are perfectly comfortable working with you three or four times a year. But we do need to stay top of mind. We do need to stay engaged. We do need to keep that relationship sticky and value-based. And we'll circle back to why these top originators do events and classes is because you can achieve top of mind, one-to-many engagement, connection through events and classes that you can't otherwise, one-on-one with coffee and whatever else, happy hours, etc. And the premise, the platform of you leading with content and education delivers value to those agents that you don't see or engage with that often. It attracts additional new agents. It levels up your personal brand. It creates additional opportunities for attraction and engagement in your local market that work much more effectively and efficiently than the other methods, which you all know of, including cold calling, broker previews. I'll throw happy hours in there as well. And so once again, I'm going to ask you, as you, back to the what is the one thing that you could be doing that could move your business forward the most, where do you rank classes and events, workshops on that list? And if it's on that list, if you've done it before, the same question. In the last 7 days, in the last 30 days, what have you done with events, classes, and workshops? And if it's not much, haven't done one in a while, whatever the story is, perhaps that could be the one thing that you choose to do. Because you can continue to struggle, try and reach agents, use some of the older methods of right, cold calling and all that kind of stuff, which is simply not that effective anymore. Or you could flip the script, move from solicitor and vendor, become a partner and a peer at the top of the funnel when you are looking to create awareness and engagement with real estate agents. What do you want the perception of you to be? Do you want to show up talking about products and price, or do you want to show up as a partner and a peer saying, I'm here hosting this event, this workshop to help you, right, solve X problem in your business? And there's so many problems that agents are eager and willing to listen to you to help them solve. And they don't all have to be mortgage finance related, by the way. They can be, but they don't all have to be. Just look at some of the events that some of these top producing originators are doing. So follow our success stories. Now, when I've had conversations with originators in the past about events, there are people at various places or stages. Maybe this is you. Perhaps you've said to yourself, I've tried events in the past. Perhaps you've said, I'm not a subject matter expert. Perhaps you've said, why would agents listen to me? And I would invite you to set aside those self-imposed doubts or questions. Would you be open to learning more about a process working with me to help you become known, to help you become a leader, to help you build a platform of attraction and engagement, building an agent attraction machine in your local business market, becoming 15-mile famous? What I mean by that is name brand awareness, that when people see you, when you're on the other side of a contract or in a purchase contract and a pre-approval, when people are scrolling social media, when there's local happenings in town, when you're doing outbound activities in various forms, your name starts to become recognized. Perhaps more importantly, you're not chasing, you're flipping the script, and now you've built something that's compelling that agents want to come to and learn more about. What am I talking about? I'm talking about a brand new program that I'm rolling out in June. It is not for everybody. I'm only looking for 30 forward-thinking, open-minded mortgage professionals who want to stop chasing and want to start attracting. People who want to build a personal brand and double their agent referrals in 90 days. Maybe that's you. I'm not sure. It's a work program for sure, but I'm going to work closely, intimately with 30 people over 90 days and take you through a very tense, structured, focused 90-day sprint where you and I will work closely together in small group to help you do what top producers do, and that is attract versus chase by leading with content, education, and classes. So look, I've got over a decade of proven results, countless success stories, working with originators across the country to help them double their realtor referrals without chasing, without cold calling, without paying for leads. It's something that I do as a passion project. It's how I built my business from 0 to $37 million my first 3 years, and then to $50 million and beyond. And I am passionate about sharing how to do this because of the results it produces and the quality of life and the fun that can actually be had working with real estate agents again. So we're going to walk through the entire platform, the entire system coming up in June. You're going to hear from some of our success students, such as Tiffany with Verity Mortgage. I'm just reading a story from her that came in the other day. She received 3 loan apps within an hour of the class. She was invited to teach that class next month to a team of 20 agents. Glenda White walked into a room with 26 agents, 9 appointments set before she left. Brian LaFlame added $15 million in production directly from referrals who attended his classes. Kevin Dwyer added $20 million to his total closed loan volume. Got a $700,000 loan from the very first class he taught. Guys, I could go on and on. You've heard me talk about the success stories every single week here. I'm doing something different. And you're invited, but it is not for everybody. So how do you learn more? You go jump on the waitlist right now. It's getmoreagentreferrals.com. Once again, this will not be for everybody, but it's for the right person who's ready. You know, they say this: when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Well, maybe this is the right time right now. So I hope you got an idea from one quick share that I got from the event that I shared with you at the top of this session here today, which is the top three activities that move the needle in your business, right? Getting clear on the one thing. What have you done in the last 7 days on any of those three activities? How consistently have you been? And just start looking at, what if you did that one thing consistently? How much different would your business look, right, 30, 60, 90 days out from then? So that's it for now. Appreciate you tuning in. Hope to see some of you on the other side over at getmoreagentreferrals.com. We'll see you on the next one. Bye for now.